1039 LI News Radio. Follow us on Twitter, like us on Facebook, and listen live 24/7 at linewsradio.com.
Well, we've been talking about what's happening in Nassau County in some spots regarding the water rates, and it is creating quite a stir. You know, we're talking about a monthly bill where you can see $600-$700 a month. Outrageous. We'll talk with the president of New York American Water a bit later on, as well as an assemblyman in that district. But we kick it off with Bruce Kennedy. He's a former mayor of the village of Seacliff. He's now an administrator. And we thank him for a couple of minutes this morning. Bruce, great to have you. Bruce Kennedy, how are you?
Very good, Salvo. Good morning.
Boy, I tell you, I was enlightened by this story, and now I'm tugging on to it like a pit bull. And I'm going to get to the bottom of this. I mean, it is just outrageous, Bruce, what is going on here. We're talking about a rate hike that began, I guess, last May. And we're talking about a $3.6 million rate increase. Residents of Glen Head, your area in Seacliff, among 12 water districts on the island that New York American Water actually serves. Just outrageous here.
Yeah, it is crazy. You have people that quite honestly can't pay their water bill at this point.
I mean, it's unbelievable. And Bruce, we can't understand it. You know, especially when you think about this, and I said this to the audience this morning. You know, you're talking about American Water customers paying about $36 million in yearly property taxes through their water bills. How is that even allowed?
Well, that is a huge question. Is, you know, how was this permitted to occur? The water company is blaming the local taxing jurisdictions when, in fact, that's not even close to the case. The issue lies in Albany. The issue lies with the governor's office and the Public Service Commission. What they pulled off is a coup, and it really looks like they're targeting what they call in Albany the rich people on Long Island.
Yeah. And here's really the big thing, you know, with those in your neck of the woods and surrounding areas. I mean, think about this, where you're controlled by American Water and, of course, this unfair amount of the tax burden. But, you know, think about this, and I said this earlier, Bruce. Public water municipalities are tax exempt, correct? So, you know, you talk about other utilities, and I'm talking cable, National Grid, Verizon, whose tax burden has also increased due to the plant. I'm talking about the big plant closing. You're talking about a LIPA plant that's decommissioning over there. But
right over in Glenwood Landing, right?
Exactly. So, in essence, these municipalities are allowed to spread the increase in taxes to all residents of Nassau because, you know, they service all of the county. The average customer probably has not even noticed their increase in these bills. So in essence, you know, the big question is, you know, didn't the tax benefit afforded by this LIPA plant decommissioning, why not benefit the entire North Shore School District in essence?
Well, and that's totally accurate. So the decommissioning of the LIPA plant, and that's something we've gotten used to saying, when in fact they did not decommission the plant. They took down one of the buildings. But the property still has power-generating facilities on them. And they reduced the assessed value when they knocked down the old antiquated brick building by 40%. But more than that, they somehow, and I don't know if it was a state action or a county action, they took that property off the tax rolls as a utility property, which would, I believe that's like a 20% tax burden on the base proportions, and they switched it to a commercial property, bringing it down to 7%. So that loss of revenue in the utility properties was thrown over to the other utility properties in the area, of which, as you said, is distributed amongst everybody in Nassau County except for American Water property, which that burden is shouldered only by the residents utilizing or strangled by New York American Water. The bottom line is the people around here, they want out. We're surrounded by three municipal water suppliers, the Roswell Water District, the Jericho Water District, and the Glen Cove Water District. and they're paying rates that are one-tenth what we're paying. And we want out of New York American Water and into Jericho Water.
No, no question about it. We're talking with Bruce Kennedy, of course, Seacliff Village Administrator, former mayor, by the way. You know, I think of a situation like this, Bruce, as maybe why not eminent domain coming into play here? You know, and pretty much if that was the case, you know, you could hold a referendum on whether to claim just that. I'm wondering if anything ever happened of that nature in Glenhead. And if voters approve a move of that nature, well, can't one think about maybe buying out New York American Water out of its services and maybe paying them off in a time period, I don't know, 20, 30, 40 years? I mean, as for the supply of the water, well, you can kind of outsource another municipality for the fee. Was anything like that ever discussed?
Well, that is being discussed, and, you know, that option is on the table. But the other option on the table is, it was called the Western Nassau Water Act of 1990, where people over in the Great Neck area were dealing with the same type of situation with Jamaica Water Company.
Yeah.
And they got an executive action out of Albany, where the state condemned the water company. And the state took over their assets. Of course, they bought them out, and they established this new water authority. I would like to see the governor do the same thing in this situation and merge us into the Jericho Water District, and those costs be spread amongst everybody in New York State, and it would be an inconsequential amount.
No question about it.
The residents here wouldn't have to hire attorneys or take legal action. We wouldn't have to do anything. We're just looking for the governor and our state elected officials to step up to the plate and do the right thing.
And that would include guys, and we'll have them on in a few minutes, you know, one individual, an assemblyman who's been at it a long time in that 13th district, and Charles Levine, and you have Senator Carl Marcellino has been at it. And I'm just curious, Bruce, you know, as far as these elected officials, I'm kind of surprised that they have not used their power and experience to really make a stand here. And, you know, the other thing I'm thinking about also, a stand that would include maybe for the hamlet to work with some of these individuals to eliminate the taxes on New York American Water, which, of course, would reduce drastically ratepayers' bills. That's what it's all about here. I'm surprised guys like Marcellino, and we'll have Levine on in a few, have not really made a big stand here.
Yeah. Well, I have a letter sitting right here I'm looking at from Senator Marcellino, where he's talking about introducing a bill to make those properties tax-exempt. The only issue is that loss of tax revenue is going to shift somewhere else. So we need to look at this from a grander scale of what will be the unintended consequences of doing that. The decommissioning of the LIPA plant, nobody expected that would end up with certain individuals on the North Shore receiving monthly water bills of, catch this, $600.
That's just not fair. I mean, you know, you think about the decommissioning of this thing. Taxes make up for those no longer being paid by LIPA and National Grid due to the decommissioning of this plant in Glenwood Landing. This is going back a couple of years, right?
No, that's correct. Yeah, this is going back.
Doesn't make sense.
4 or 5 years at this point. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I'm looking at one of my recent water bills, and this is a monthly bill of $312.33. Of that $312, only $73 is for actual water use. The rest is for all types of surcharges, including incremental property tax surcharges. So it makes budgeting impossible residential, you know, good for my household. But we're also looking in the village itself. The village, we own 25 different properties and parks, and they're hitting us with these incremental property tax surcharge on the village bills. And the village is a tax-exempt entity. Furthermore, they're charging us $750 per year per fire hydrant for rentals. And this year, without any heads up, they're doubling that amount because they're claiming they're paying property taxes on the fire hydrants also.
Yeah.
So I don't believe that. Not only do I think this is unfair, unjust, but I think that there may be some level of criminality.
Well, I was just going to say. Go ahead, Bruce.
No. Yeah, we've met with Eric Schneiderman's office on a couple occasions, and have asked for an investigation to be launched because there's just something rotten here.
Of course there is. There's got to be something rotten. We're talking with Bruce Kennedy, Village Administrator Seacliff, former mayor. I mean, think about this. You know, I'm going to guess the number is probably around 90% of Nassau County residents receiving public municipal water at public municipal prices. And, I'm thinking about, the folks of Glen Cove there as well in that mix. So it's hard for me to even accept the fact the other 10% to pay these astronomical rates from a private, and I'm going to say it right now, a private for-profit company. And to me, that's what American Water is all about right now. That's my assessment here.
New York American Water's stock price has quadrupled over the past 4 years. They're paying a 2.12% dividend, and they're telling the Public Service Commission that they're not making any money, and the Public Service Commission is granting them these insane rate increases. They've also, they seem to continually go through presidents that the whoever they put on as the president, they don't last more than a couple of years because the people drive them out. The previous president, when they went for the rate increase, and I mean he made this statement. It was in Newsday in May of 2016. They said that they were seeking an 8.3% increase, and quote, residents of the Seacliff district will see no increase. Well, when our bills doubled, it was quite a surprise.
Yeah.
And when they went for the rate increase, they had to publicly notice it, and they publicly noticed it Newsday, which is a typical paper that people over here on the North Shore read. When they actually got the rate increase, and that they had to publicly notice what occurred at the hearings, they put that notice in the New York Post. They didn't officially notify the village or the town of Oyster Bay or the school district. They didn't do anything they were supposed to do. It was all under the dark of night that they did this.
Well, you know, I'm kind of surprised you bring up Eric Schneiderman, who's been on, you know, so many situations. I am surprised he is not all over this like an octopus. I mean, considering this, and I did some research last night knowing I was going to have everybody on today, Bruce, but I know that Senator Marcelino was able to obtain a few million dollars. Actually, I think it was $5 million or so. And that was given to the North Shore School District to be used as what they call this glide path, so to speak,
right,
for this decommissioning of LIPA, this plant. And the money, really, when you think about it, and here's the big question, and this is why we bring up criminality and everything else, and Schneiderman really should investigate this. But really, when you think about it, what about that $5 million? Why not use that cash to help customers of American Water by paying the increase in taxes on their bills? I don't understand it.
Well, we met with the school district and asked exactly that already, and we don't have a sufficient answer at this point because that is what it was designed to do. And what myself and George Pumbar and Bill Moser, we approached the school district and we asked them, we said, you know, you got $5 million. It was over a 2 year period of time where Carl Marcelino came up with $2 million 2 years in a row. And Assemblyman Levine came up with $500,000 2 years in a row. That comes up with the $5
million. Right.
And we said, why don't you just write a check to New York American Water for $2.5 million this year and another one next year to eliminate these surcharges on all these ratepayers who are the same residents, you know, part of the North Shore School District, so that we have some time to come up with a long-term solution. And it appears that they've already tapped into that money, and
well,
I'm not too sure why.
And that's the big thing. You know, I'm thinking, all right, everybody's got the budgets in place and everything else, and, you know, it's all about controlling spending. Maybe they're having a tough time in that regard. Maybe he's trying to stay within the, you know, the 2% cap here. I'm starting to think, some situations here that are not somewhat ethical based on that. I mean, you know, you're basically securing $5 million to a school district to be used for the LIPA decommissioning and really, you know, help the customers pay the bills in taxes and stuff.
Right.
mean, it's crazy. I know right. that apparently up to $2.5 million already spent, and I know a lot of questions have been brought up from some of the folks I'm speaking to over there, board meetings, but they have not received a bona fide answer. It's absolutely it's criminal in nature. It really is.
Yeah. Well, we're receiving no answers from anybody at this point, and I don't know. Maybe they think they're going to wear us out, but as long as these bills keep coming in, we're going to keep fighting. And I do believe that this is a winnable battle. You know, we have the will of the people. They are riled up, and they've had it. When their water bill is twice what their electric bill or their gas bill is, you know, we have a problem. This is a basic human right, you know, clean, drinkable water. And nobody, honestly, should be making this type of a profit off of it. And based on what the Public Service Commission ruling states, is that if New York American Water overbills us, you know, through these incremental property tax surcharges and the RAC PTR surcharges, if they overcharge us, they do have to refund the money, but only 90% of it. They're allowed to keep 10% as profit.
That is ridiculous. And
yeah, so the question is, how are they making money?
Well, you know what? Sometimes you got to look into things. This is where an attorney general comes into play here. Did anyone ever check some of the executives' compensation packages over there? You know, I'd be eager to look into those numbers just to see what kind of padding they have.
Yeah, I would also. I think I haven't looked at that yet because I don't want to make myself sick.
Well, I'm getting sent. Listen, I'm only on the story 3 days, and I'm already sick over it from some of fine folks over there. Bruce, we're going to keep on top of it. We got Charles Levine coming up in a couple of minutes, Assemblyman, and also we're going to chat with Carmen Tierno, who is the president of New York American Water over there. We will find out some, hopefully, maybe get a few answers here. Can't thank you enough for a couple of minutes, though, this morning.
Thank you, Jay.
Good stuff there, 724. I mean, it's unbelievable. It's outrageous. It is absolutely outrageous. I mean, think about how this company is getting 72 cents to every dollar for taxes. I mean, come on. Where is Eric Schneiderman? And 55 to 60% of most bills are taxes, surcharges, 10% pure profit. The big question is, if you do the math, folks, where or what is the other 30% for? I mean, come on. $600 to $700 an average water bill? Absolutely outrageous.